another category of experiences in which I think it is both challenging and rewarding to practice mindfulness are those that involve pleasure and pain. Both pleasure and pain have the power to transport us, that is, to take us out of ordinary awareness. But the reflexive reaction to pleasure and pain is either to move toward it in an unconscious fashion or to move away from it in an unconscious fashion. And to try to bring mindfulness into those situations can be extremely difficult, but a very worthwhile practice. One example of a pleasureful experience that you can begin to do this work with is eating. Eating is a primary source of pleasure for most people, for most animals, I would say. And there is a kind of animal drive toward food that often leads us to consume it in an unaware manner. Very often while eating a bite of food, our attention is actually on the next bite of food or on the next item that we're going to eat. So we miss out on the total pleasure of the experience. There's an irony there that while immersing ourselves in pleasure, we're not actually enjoying it as much as we could, and that leads us to seek more and more of it. And perhaps that's another root of the tangle of addictive behavior that so often involves pleasurable experiences. Jon Kabat-Zinn, often at the start of his workshops, has people do an exercise that's very valuable of putting a raisin in the mouth and trying to let it sit there as long as possible and slowly, slowly chew it, savor the flavor, bring full attention to that experience. Well, you can't eat all your meals that way, but you can certainly practice bringing mindfulness to the experience of eating. And a good way to do that is before you take the first bite of food at a meal, to just have a brief moment, whether it's closing the eyes, focusing on your breathing, giving thanks for what you're about to eat, where you go into that centered state of a consciousness. And then from that point, to begin taking bites of food with the intention of experiencing them fully and having all of the attention focused on the present moment, the sensations of the actual food that you're eating before you go to the next bite. So that may mean slowing down the act of eating, because many of us eat very fast. It may mean chewing food a little more slowly and a little more thoroughly in order to savor the flavor. It may mean paying attention to the qualities of the food and seeing how you react to them. I think this is all very personal, but here again, this is an opportunity that comes up at least 3 times a day for all people, in which you can practice mindfulness, in which the challenge is not to get carried away by that instinctual drive toward pleasure. Another pleasureful experience in which you can attempt to bring mindfulness is lovemaking. You know, here again is another very strong instinctual drive, a very strong animal pleasure, very easy to let yourself get transported away, be lost in the sensations, really lose center, lose mindfulness. I think here again is another opportunity for trying to cultivate intention, mindfulness, and I think, as with eating, the result of that can actually be enhancement of pleasure. I don't know whether you could say that meditators do it better, but, you know, maybe that's true, that meditation and mindfulness practice can actually make people better lovers. I think this is another arena in which practice of mindfulness can be both challenging and rewarding. And the opposite sort of experience is dealing with painful experiences. For me, a good session in which to practice is a visit to the dentist, whether it's for having teeth cleaned, having a cavity filled, or some other procedure that is something I don't like. You know, here is an opportunity to use all the techniques that you've developed in your practice sessions to see if you can remain centered during an experience in which normally the habit would be to withdraw from, to contract from. So this is a good one to try. And similarly, in other experiences of ordinary day-to-day pain, whether it's stubbing a toe, being stung by a bee, touching a hot pot and experiencing a burn, that rather than the immediate instinctual reaction to see if you can practice dropping down at that moment into the state of quiet and centeredness, and then from that space to simply notice fully what is happening in your body. That is to notice the experience, to be there with it, not to try to withdraw from it, not to try to shut it off, to see where it is. I think that can be a very rewarding practice, and one which can serve you in situations in which you have to deal with pain that doesn't go away immediately or that might be connected with a chronic condition.